It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. This morning we'll head underground with a group of school kids in Pendleton County.
Come here. Come here. Anybody need help? Give me your hand.
Hold on. No, you don't. Come on. It's slippery.
Public school kids are learning to lean on each other while exploring caves and wild places. We'll find out why in just a bit. This is West Virginia Morning. Last week, the Deputy Ambassador of Denmark to the United States was invited to speak to a chapter of the West Virginia Kiwanis Club in Harper's Ferry. Denmark-based Rock Wool has been the source of health and environmental contention for more than a year in the Eastern Panhandle, but discussion about the company was intentionally excluded from the event. Liz McCormick explains.
Good evening, everyone.
To a room of about 30 people at the Anvil Restaurant in Harper's Ferry, Henrik Hain, Deputy Ambassador of Denmark to the U.S., spoke for about 30 minutes, discussing, well, Denmark. Hain described Denmark's 200-year-old diplomatic relationship with the U.S. He spoke about jobs the country has brought to the United States and about Denmark's push to be a global leader in healthcare, renewables, and clean energy. But rock wool was not a topic.
I didn't want to get into rock wool, but because there was interest in rock wool in Denmark, I decided to invite the ambassador.
That's Daniel Lutz. He's the lieutenant governor of the Eastern Division of the West Virginia Kiwanis Club. He says the purpose of the event was to open communication between Jefferson County and Denmark, especially given the level of contention surrounding rock wool.
We wanted to show Jefferson County and our group at our best.
Lutz says he is not anti-rock wool, but he is against the emissions from the rock wool plant. He says he would be supportive of rock wool coming to Jefferson County if they can manufacture their stone wool product without emitting gases into the air. In an interview following the event, West Virginia Public Broadcasting spoke with Deputy Ambassador Hain about rock wool. Hain stood by the company and says he's aware of the debate over the plant in Jefferson County, but he argues the company is trustworthy and will stand by their promises.
Danish companies are coming to the U.S. and they're often applying the same rules and regulations that they have in Denmark. They're coming with the same values. So I cannot see any reason why Rockwool should not come as a respectable company in the U.S. and establish themselves here.
Hain received 7 Rockwool-related letters after the event, which he promised to submit to Danish officials. He says he's hopeful both sides of the argument can sit down together and speak with an open mind. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Harper's Ferry.
This weekend on Inside Appalachia, we're heading outside because more and more educators are finding that time in nature with their students is essential to learning. One organization called Experience Learning in Pendleton County has been leading kids into pristine mountain landscapes for 50 years. Glennis Board spent some time there to find out more about how the program impacts kids and communities.
After a day exploring nearby forests, water, and caves, fifth graders from North Fork Elementary are headed up a hill in vans and buses to catch the public school bus home. They're dirty and spent, but still full of energy. Here's Cole Harper, Callie Judy, and Dakota Kimball.
I want you to tell me 3 things that you learned today.
How your eyes adjust in the dark when you're in a cave, in the darkness of a cave. How to build a debris fort, and how to survive in the wilderness.
I learned not to run and slip.
What happens if you run and slip?
You get mud in places and there should not be mud.
So right now, are you a little bit covered in mud?
Yes.
If you could give your experience learning friends a grade for today, what grade would you give them?
Probably at least 100. It was fun.
What about you, Cole? What grade would you give them?
98.
A little bit of room for improvement. Yeah. What about you, Dakota? What grade would you give them?
I'd give it 1,000.
1,000, all right.
Founded in the 70s, Experience Learning is one of the longer-running outdoor education institutions in the state. In a 400-acre nature preserve at the highest elevation in the Allegheny Mountains, it was designed to be a resource for individual families. One of the organization's board members, Jennifer Taylor Ide, has been involved from the start. She remembers that individual families were hard to recruit, but schools from all over the region just started calling, so they started to put together programs for kids, teaching everything from geology to interpersonal life skills.
What I go back to over and over is the term beyond the classroom education. I think we are wired to learn by experience, plain and simple. You know, it's not that there's something wrong with classroom learning, but if you don't have the experience of the world to call on, classroom learning gets flatter and flatter and less meaningful.
Today you can find homeschool groups in private and public schools visiting their mountain campus, learning about everything from watercolor painting to social justice. The kids from a local public school, North Fork Elementary, spent 2 days collecting berries, making jam, and exploring nearby ecosystems. Like Sabrina Vint and Arizona Vendeaver.
Oh, we found a poisonous caterpillar. Well, not a caterpillar, but that.
Oh, wow.
And we also found coffee.
Walking along a boardwalk through a nearby wetland, circling a lake with their class, they were excited to point out some of the things they could identify along the path.
Some of the small plants, trees, are called the red spruce trees.
We want to get kids outside, whether it be in their community or here, just to learn about themselves, to be curious, to explore, to get excited about learning, just to ignite that spark.
Program director Melinda Brooks works with various groups to design programs to fit their learning needs. She says Experience Learning has no political agenda, and there's no overarching academic focus. There's just a driving desire to inspire kids and adults to care about, well, anything. She and the seasonally rotating staff of about 20 collect some surveys and program assessments, but don't spend hours collecting data or assessing established measurable outcomes. But they do believe they're having an impact.
There's so much that you can learn out here that I can't even tell you what that particular student might get out of it. They might get something totally different than what the school even had in mind for them. And so it's the transformative nature of the programs that I think is the greatest impact that we're having.
She points to the longevity of their program as evidence that they're doing something right. Brooks says once schools sign up, they usually come back year after year, describing the transformative effects learning outside has had on students.
If we could have classrooms outdoors every day, I would be happy with that, but I like being outdoors, so.
It's the first trip North Fork Elementary's new fifth grade teacher, Stacy Slaughter, has taken with students, but she says she'd love to see programs that teach kids life skills in combination with academic skills more regularly built into the public school system.
It builds a community. It builds relationships with the kids, practical living, experiences that they aren't always receiving. It just takes learning to the next step for me.
Schools and teachers are experts at delivering curriculum and classroom management, but we're experts at finding ways to use a landscape as a tool for learning.
Vicki Fenwick leads Experience Learning. She says the mission of the organization is really to leverage the rich resource that is the natural world to develop healthy communities.
So through outdoor learning, through outdoor adventures, people are oftentimes challenged either with solving a problem, finding a route from point A to point B, having the courage to make it all the way through a cave, and with the help of classmates or friends or people in your community, you can overcome those.
Fifth graders from North Fork Elementary are certainly learning to lean on each other while exploring the pitch black, up and down world found in nearby caves.
Here, Dakota, come here. Come here.
All this learning to help and connect with one another is actually a pretty well-researched phenomenon. Studies suggest that kids who use their communities as extended classrooms have increased academic success, and there are a host of other benefits for both kids and communities.
There's some really interesting research out there about community revitalization or community problem solving where students are very active. They're an active participant and oftentimes the driving force behind real effective changes in communities. And so we want to see that happen all over the state, all over the region.
Fenwick adds, you don't have to have a mountain or caves in your backyard to have these kinds of effects. She says her organization has recently begun initiatives partnering with schools more frequently in their own schoolyards. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Pendleton County.
You can hear more stories about outdoor education this weekend on Inside Appalachia. Listen Sunday morning at 7 and again that evening at 6 right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Virginia-based roots group The Steel Wheels have expanded their sound with additional percussion for their new album, Over the Trees. Here they are with a performance of Keep On as our Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
I've been reaching for new features, trying to keep you in my mind. All the pieces and the places start erasing all the lines. If you're searching for the answers, they can be so hard to find. And I hope that you won't waste your time. Oh! I was fighting for my country, I was fighting for my mind. Was believing all the reasons, but was leaving truth behind. If you're searching for the answer, you should read between the lines. And I hope that you won't waste your time. Oh!
The Steel Wheels, live on Mountain Stage, performing Keep On. To hear this and more, tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our Appalachia Health News is a project. It's made possible with support from CAMC and Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Carol Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, Eric Douglas, Corey Nallinger, Emily Allen, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.